Last week, CFRC was on hand for a ribbon-cutting ceremony held by the City of Kingston to unveil an innovative modular vertical farm that will provide fresh produce to partners in Mission Food Bank on a weekly basis as part of its expanded Fines for Food pilot. This is the first time a Canadian city has used parking fine revenue to fund a vertical farm as service model for food relief. Mayor Patterson was on hand to say a few words and to cut the ribbon.
It's such a pleasure to be here and to learn more and to be able to showcase the kind of innovative work that is happening right here in Kingston, addressing one of the big challenges in our community and places across communities across the province and beyond. You know, I do want to acknowledge Councillor Brennan's leadership on this file. She and I have had good talks on this about the importance of food security and how do we find innovative solutions to be able to support and to be able to meet the needs of people in our community. And there's a lot of great work that's happening around our city, but ultimately thinking outside of the box is key. And so that's why I'm particularly enthusiastic about grocer, modular food solutions. I hear great things about how it's already working and helping to provide fresh food to those in need. Being able to partner with food banks, being able to bring other partners in together is really exciting stuff. So as a city, we're proud to support. We're all here. Councillor Shaughnessy, you're here as well. I know that the council is unanimously supportive of this. And exciting to see how I think the steps we're taking in Kingston can be replicated. I think there's other communities that are going to step forward, do exactly this kind of work here. And so again, another example of how Kingston can be a leading city on a key issue that we're all facing right now.
The 40-foot vertical hydroponic farm, which takes up around the space of a large shipping container in the back lot of Kingston's Innovation Hub at 945 Princess Street, has already grown 3,900 pounds of greens for the food bank, and Executive Director Dan Irwin expects this project to assist between 300 and 400 families weekly.
So we are right now averaging more than 100 households a day, Monday to Friday, so we're over 500 a week. We get the produce typically on a Tuesday morning. We bag it up and it starts going out on Tuesday afternoon, so a very quick turnaround, and by Friday it's all gone. So we estimate it's, you know, 300 to 400, depends on the week, of households that actually get access to the produce and get to take it. So it's an absolutely wonderful thing to see.
An $80,000 portion of Kingston's $180,000 monthly parking fine revenue is being redirected to help support the farmer's service operation, which runs year-round. The local food initiative is further supported through an RBC donation to the Food Resiliency Foundation Fund. Originally supported for 1 year, City Council has since voted in favor of a 5-year commitment to the pilot. Councillor Connie Glenn, who spearheaded the original motion, was on hand at the event.
Congratulations, first of all, and I understand that this is somewhat of a passion project for you.
I've been aware of the food insecurity issues for years. So when I became a city councillor, it was one of the things I ran on, which was trying to fix some of those food insecurity issues, as well as from the environmental perspective. It just doesn't make sense not to grow local if you can grow local. So that's where I started to really get an interest in vertical farming and ran across a really lovely woman out of the States by the name of Nona Yehi. And she created a project where she did vertical farming in conjunction with affordable housing. And so the proceeds from there offset the cost of the housing, and adults with developmental delays actually work there. So it's a great win all around. But I started to survey what was happening out in the community and looking for potential people to partner with to do projects. And I ran across Crusher. At the same time, I'm the city councillor for the Queen's University area, Sydenham District. And, you know, I started to work with the student government and formed a post-secondary working group where I asked the students their big concerns, and they said food and housing. And I was heartbroken to hear that we had postgraduate students with families going to the food bank looking for baby food and diapers. And I thought, this is something we've got to get on top of. So that sparked a motion that I brought called Fines for Food. We've got lots of parking challenges in Kingston, but 1 month worth of parking fines is worth 180 grand. And motion passed that we were going to allot 1 month of that money to our food banks and our food partners. But then the mandate was also find a way to make it sustainable. So I'd already wanted to do this kind of thing. So basically introducing staff to grocer. They, of course, did their proper due diligence. But this is what sparked this great project was we've renewed our Fines for Food project. So for the next 5 years, we're committed to that 180 grand. 80 grand of it's invested in these units, with the other 100 grand going out to meet other immediate food insecurity needs.
I think it's impressive to be able to walk through and see what a small footprint this unit is compared to what it's producing. Do you have a sense of how much food this is contributing?
Well, let's put it this way. Our 80 grand investment from the city, and I mean, we've got obviously RBC and other supporting partners, but it's getting $200,000 worth of food into the community.
While the original iteration of the Fines for Food project saw funds distributed to local organizations to help purchase food, this pilot will see a portion of those funds directed towards local food production, creating a hyper-local new source of fresh produce for community food programs year-round. Kingston City Council declared food insecurity an emergency in January 2025, responding to data from KFLNA Public Health, now Southeast Public Health, that found approximately 1 in 3 households in the KFLNA region faces food insecurity, meaning they cannot afford the food they want or need for good health. This has been reflected in a growing demand for support from partners in Mission Kingston Food Bank, which reported a 25% increase in food bank usage in 2026.
I wondered if you could speak about the growing need in Kingston, because I know it is a growing need.
Yeah.
It's been considered a crisis for a long time now.
Yeah, I agree. And one of the things that people don't realize is food insecurity is everywhere. Last year, we helped 1 in 17 people in Kingston and Loyalist Township. Most of us can name 17 people. So that means you probably can name somebody who needed our food bank services. So it is in every community. And when you look at things like Feed Ontario's map that shows food insecurity, the richest households in Ontario have food insecurity as well. So it's everywhere.
With a food bank, I know fresh produce can be a huge challenge, fresh food in general, and being able to store it, get it out to people. What does something like this project mean for you?
For us, it's truly wonderful. When we talk about food insecurity, when you're in that situation, you're struggling to buy the quality foods and produce and things. So to see it in a food bank, this level of quality and freshness, we're hoping it brings a new level of dignity. Plus, we're also adding a healthy option and benefit, and again, hoping to improve overall health of people.
And what has it meant to partner with the city on something like this? I know Councillor Glenn was saying that Food for Fines has been secured, so this won't be a one-off.
So there's just so many partners that make this happen and so much collaboration. And like I said, we are just doing the easy part, and that's that we get to collect it and give it out.
So in addition to adding a product to your shelves, it's also giving you the opportunity to direct funds elsewhere.
Yeah, so when we don't have to spend money on produce like this, it means we're able to buy things like meat or other non-meat proteins, including eggs and milk.
Sometimes people think of food bank and they think of canned goods.
Right, right. I think what they're thinking of is 1984 when we started, and there was really, most food banks were a canned good kind of quick help. We've been working really hard over the last, I'd say, 10 years to change. So 10 or 12 years ago, we stopped buying canned vegetables and fruit and switched to fresh. It's wonderful to have funding partners to make it happen. Fresh produce that's local, you don't get any fresher than same day harvest and on your table.
Speaking of other people, they're saying this is the first time, not only in North America, that there's partnership between the city and a food bank.
People don't realize that the city of Kingston is quite forward thinking in some of the things we're doing around food insecurity. I know some people may complain and say more needs to be done, perhaps, but they need to take the first step in order to get any steps in, and we are farther ahead than many other communities.
The Partners in Mission Food Bank runs a 4,000 square foot grocery store model for its clients, stocking items like milk, cheese, meat, and now fresh greens grown at the facility. The vertical farm system was originally developed to provide fresh produce to remote northern communities and is designed to be modular with the ability to connect up to 5 units together. We spoke to grocer CEO and co-founder Corey Ellis for more details.
So the unit that we have here will produce 700 vegetables every single week for 30 years. So the project that we have here, while it's a 5-year initial pilot project to evaluate what is the benefit and impact to the city, our hope is that this project will continue for the full 30 years that we know that it can produce. In terms of cost of growing, it's actually lower than the cost if you were to purchase these same vegetables on the market. And that was made possible because of a donation from RBC Foundation and then support from the city as well to reduce the upfront initial costs. So RBC supported, for example, the initial setup of the machine. Modern Niagara provided support on the site preparation costs, so to get it plugged into electricity and powered on. And then the city is supporting the food bank on the ongoing costs of the farm. So when you look at the city's component, it's actually providing food to the food bank at a lower cost than market price.
And what kind of vegetables can it grow? I see a lot of greens in there right now. I guess it doesn't have to follow seasonality.
So it can produce the same vegetables no matter the season. It'll produce the same exact amount of production, whether it's minus 40 in the winter on a really, really cold snap, or plus 40 during a heat wave, whether there's hail or floods or droughts. It does so with 95% less water and a very precise amount of fertilizer, no chemical spraying, no pesticides, no herbicides. So it's a much cleaner product, more nutritious product, and it grows a year round. What it can produce, so it produces anything that's a vegetable that's above ground. So no root vegetables. We've focused this with the food bank on four items that are high nutrition and high in need within their client group. So when we looked at what do people recognize, what do they want to cook with, and then what is also nutritious, that's how we landed on our list of four. But we can grow hundreds of different types of vegetables.
Is this the standard unit that you've been creating?
So this is our standard unit. We produce about two of these every single two-week period, so 4 months out of our facility in Manitoba. And we ship them in modules, so they're prefabricated. They show up looking like the way they do today on site. All we have to do is plug it into power and water. And the goal of this project is we're starting with the first module, but these are designed to connect five together into what we call the Farmplex, and that would support not only the food bank here in Kingston, but also other not-for-profit organizations across the city that all currently purchase food and import it from other countries. We see once the project is in place, then we're helping organizations save money. So it's all about, for organizations that already are purchasing food, how can we help them get over that initial fundraising step? And that's where partners like RBC and the RBC Foundation have been really critical, get over that initial hump of the upfront investment. And then once you're over that, then it's smooth sailing for decades.
And is this across Canada now? I know you mentioned more remote northern communities as one of the places that you've been supplying.
Yeah, we started in the Arctic and supplied some very remote northern communities. First installation was in Churchill, Manitoba, 10 years ago. And now we've got about 130 installations just like this one in Canada. The cool thing about this project is this is the first true municipal and food bank partnership anywhere in Canada or the US. So we're seeing some really exciting momentum of others looking at what's being done here in Kingston and wanting to replicate this exact model. I'm very excited for what we're able to demonstrate here in Kingston to spread itself all across the country.